Well, it's almost twice the size of Victoria and spans over 400,000 square kilometres. So it's no surprise that the Kimberley in the top end of Western Australia is one of the most uncharted places in the country and even the world. But one man has spent the past 20 years climbing its peaks and walking through its hidden valleys in search of ancient rock art. Lisa Burns reports.
It's not your usual day job, but if you give Dr. Mike Donaldson a call anytime during the Australian winter, you won't find him at his desk or at the computer. You'll find him deep in the heart of the Australian Kimberley, the place he fell in love with when, as a young geologist, he set out to see for himself some of the oldest rock art in the world. Now, 20 years later, he's just released his third book, documenting his findings.
There's a whole lot of different sorts of paintings in the Kimberley. The more recent ones, when I say recent, in the last few thousand years, probably the most visually spectacular in terms of the whole canvas. These are the big Wangina art sites, and the Wangina is a cloud spirit. You know, these are the big round-headed figures with big eyes and a nose, and they never have a mouth. They're sometimes full-body paintings of a figure, might be 5 metres long in the wall of a cave, and there might be a dozen other smaller images and hundreds of minor images around. Some of those are just so spectacular, they just take your breath away. And there's dozens of those scattered throughout the Kimberley. Very few of them, if any, available on a regular basis for tourists to visit. That's the sad thing about it.
Dr. Donaldson says many Aboriginal groups have inhabited the region, but the most notable ones are the Wangina people from the West Kimberley and the very old Guion people, whose paintings date back to 20,000 years and can be seen throughout the region. He says the paintings say a lot about the people who created them.
They used to say that these were done by people before them. You know, these were done by people before us. We don't know anything about them except that they have a legend that they were done by a spirit figure, or they were painted by a little bird who scraped its beak on the rocks until it bled, and then it painted a red picture on the rock. And they're always done of people, very rarely including animals, but they're just people. And the earlier ones don't have any weapons, and they just look like they're people dancing and enjoying life. But where there are lots of stories are once we get to the Wangina style of paintings, and each Wangina art site has got its own story and its own traditional owners and people who are their duty to keep these Wanginas painted fresh. The legends for the Wanginas are that humans didn't paint these paintings originally. The Wanginas were creation spirits, and they came out of the clouds and they control the rain and the weather and the growth of fruit and animals and all their food sources. And when they'd finished up their creation jobs, they put themselves into the ground or onto the rocks as these Wangina paintings.
Dr. Donaldson says dating the 3,000-year-old Wangina paintings is fairly straightforward. The Wangina people often painted with charcoal or even beeswax, two ingredients that can easily be dated using the carbon dating process. But for the old Guion paintings, it's more problematic. The Guion people painted with mineral-based ochres, which contain very little carbon. Mike says his findings have attracted the interest of geologists from around Australia, who say there is a lot to learn from the paintings.
How old these old paintings are, who were the people that did them, what were the climatic changes. There seem to have been long periods of time in the Kimberley where people left. So there's been speculation about climate changes. You know, we know there was ice ages and things. Aboriginal people we know have been living in Australia for 50 to 60,000 years at least, perhaps older. And we know that 20,000 years ago there was an ice age where sea level was 120 metres lower than it is today, which means the coast we're looking at on the Kimberley now was not the coast 20,000 years ago. The coast was 100 kilometres further west, further offshore. And there were vast plains and valleys out there that full of people. I mean, if they were done 20,000 years ago and you're standing on the cliff next to the sea, you've got a picture that this was a cliff 100 kilometres inland, you know, so you've got to get your mind around that a bit.
What's next on your horizon? Have you made any plans for your next adventure?
Well, we're going back up to the Kimberley, which we have done every year, and with a group of rock art enthusiasts and recorders, and we're going back into the Prince Regent area, which is a large national park. It's probably the remotest part of Australia, and we've got a group going in there in June, July. It probably is the remotest part of Australia, but that's why it's still fascinating.